From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Barbados decides today who the country's new leader will be. The Guyana dollar continues to go into free fall, and the United Nations calls on Haiti to hold elections. I'm Emma Joseph, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Barbadians went to the polls today with crime and the economy among the dominating issues. The fight is a straight one between the incumbent Barbados Labour Party of Prime Minister Owen Arthur and the Democratic Labour Party led by opposition leader David Thompson. The BLP campaigned on its economic record and the recent fall in unemployment, but the DLP has been arguing that the economic benefits have not been shared fairly. Journalist Bertram Niles, who's been monitoring today's vote, now joins us live from Bridgetown. Bertram, how's the voting gone?
Well, it seems to have been brisk without a great surge, and officials are already expecting a higher turnout than the 60%, which was a new low, which was recorded in 1994. Although it should be pointed out that that particular electoral roll was a little padded because the election was called midterm because of the fall of the Erskine Sandiford administration, the early fall of the administration. So in effect, the roll now of about 203,000 voters is actually less than it was in 1994